The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. This steady pulse you're hearing has dominated Haiti's music industry for decades. But while the roots of compa music are in Haiti, many of its most popular bands are not. This year, two of the biggest compa albums are from bands here in Miami. And as reporter Ian Koss tells us, many now consider Miami the compa capital.
There are no charts in Haitian music. No official sales figures, no Billboard Top 100. So if you want to know what's trending in Haiti, you'll have to use your ears. First, the radio. Radio is still Haiti's number one music medium. And if you were listening this past summer, then you heard this song in heavy rotation, La Jean Serre. It's by a band called Class, spelled with a K. And you definitely heard this one. C'est Compliqué by the band New Look. Class and New Look are two Miami bands, and they're getting constant airplay in Haiti. Here's a second measure for our imaginary Haitian Billboard chart. You gotta check in with the CD vendors to see what's selling on the street. I met a guy named Weekinson selling pirated CDs on the corner of Delma 33. It's a major intersection in Port-au-Prince, and it has no stoplight, so the whole area is pretty much in constant gridlock. As Weekinson watched it all from the sidewalk, I asked him what's popular.
Class.
New Look. The same two bands. And his personal favorite?
Class.
Class it is. Everywhere I went, I heard the same thing. When I boarded a bus out of Port-au-Prince, the driver put on the new Class album. It's called Felak Tout Keu, or Do It With All Your Heart. And he played the whole album while blaring his horn in time with the music. That's when you know it's a hit. I wanted to know what these Miami bands are doing right. So a month later, I boarded another bus. This time, I was riding with the band Class. They were on the road up in Boston, which has a large Haitian community. Now, Class only formed 4 years ago, but after just two albums, they're recognized as one of the top compa groups. Their leader is drummer Jean-Gerard Richard. He's known as Richie, and he came to Miami from Haiti as a young man in 1990. Now, on the bus, Richie was showing off a video of a young Haitian boy singing one of Class's hit tracks, called Map Marie.
Stop it.
When did you realize that that album was going to be a huge release for 2016?
Well, honestly, we did count on it that way because of the work we put in. It's like my kids, I have two girls, you know, when I'm doing something, usually they don't want to really keep me in check because, you know, they're not going to sugarcoat it for you. That's how we did the album. Kids friendly, DJ friendly, and some of the tunes are from the roots, compa roots, so we know that we would seduce the older generation. So it's like we put a little bit of everything in there.
Looking around the packed hall that night, I could kind of see that balancing act Richie was talking about. He has to produce songs that please that middle-aged bus driver back in Port-au-Prince and, you know, the young nursing student in the U.S. Songs for fans who only speak Creole or only speak English, for those who want pop melodies or hip-hop or just that straight compa beat. This year, Class managed to thread that needle. And that may help explain why Miami produces the most successful compa recordings today. South Florida's cultural mix is really the perfect place for bringing together the languages, the rhythms, the influences that compa artists are aiming for.
If you get a chance to listen to a song like Ile Friday, when you do, you see what I'm talking about. It's like English, French, Creole, Spanish. So whoever listens to that song can relate.
And for now at least, compa fans everywhere can relate to the sounds coming out of Miami.
So that's what makes Miami the capital of compa, how they call it. You know, is it going to be like that always? I doubt it. Somewhere else going to take turn. Not now, I hope. Not yet.
La cintura.
For WLRN, I'm Ian Koss.
And this is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.